Live theater is gearing up for a comeback after a year of being shut down. The new Conservatory Theater Center in San Francisco is capturing this moment in a new season of its episodic podcast called In Good Company. Here's a clip.
The whole country will be open without restrictions by the end of summer.
Yeah, but Skip and his new fiance want me to produce her one-woman show. That's what this is all about. But we're not going to do that.
That's Lola, the artistic director of the fictional Bay City Theater. She has some tough calls to make in this second season of this podcast, which premieres today. And we're joined by Ed Decker, the real artistic director and founder of the new Conservatory Theater, the real one. Hey, Ed.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So why did you want to tell this story?
Well, this project began a year ago when New Conservatory Theater Center was one of the first three venues shuttered in San Francisco due to COVID. And as artists are wont to do, we wanted to be able to speak about it through our art form. So the first season of In Good Company was devoted to us working through what it meant to be suddenly shut down due to a health pandemic and during a time of social justice and reckoning.
And this latest season is about reopening and bringing back audiences. Does this main character, Lola, the fictional artistic director, and her worries relate to what the new Conservatory Theater itself is going through?
Yes, I would say that's true. And I think that's true for theater. It would relate to what theaters across the nation are going through at this moment. It also speaks to several storylines that look at not just the family of the theater at the theater and in relationship to the theater, but also sort of how they are coping in their own lives in terms of their loves and their losses during this period.
Any actors in this situation where they trying to figure out how to lose that quarantine 15 that a lot of us picked up?
Yes, I think there's one character in particular, and Constance, who's the diva of the theater, who's particularly concerned with such matters and remaining forever young and perhaps imagining herself in roles that she is sort of long past really being able to play.
Oh, the show must indeed go on.
Got to keep it rooted in reality.
Exactly. As hard as that may be.
Hey, Ed, thanks very much for talking to us.
It's been my pleasure.
Ed Decker is the founding artistic director of the New Conservatory Theater Center, a nonprofit focused on queer and allied communities. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.